the rest of the story. All Milton Snavely ever wanted to do was to become a successful confectioner, a candy man. Yet rarely has destiny seemed as opposed to anything as it was then to Milton's master plan. He'd been born with an insatiable sweet tooth. He had always dreamed of working in a candy shop, and it so happened that there was such an establishment in town. Nice little place, sold all sorts of candies and ice cream. Milton started out as a waiter in the shop, became a delivery boy. Next, he was promoted to superintendent of the big ice cream freezer. After his arms grew tired from cranking, his fondest wish came true, he was sent to the kitchen to learn how to make candy. In 1876, Milton was 19. Now that year should ring a bell. 1876, our nation was celebrating its centennial. Philadelphia, the very birthplace of independence, was drawing enthusiastic crowds. Hoping to reap a fortune from this patriotic enthusiasm was young Milton. He went to Philadelphia. Taking what he had learned about confectionery with him, he opened his own candy shop, a quaint little establishment, 935 Spring Garden Street. To ensure his success, Milton labored around the clock, making his candy all through the night and selling it dawn to dusk. But there was a lot of candy competition in Philadelphia that summer. No matter how hard Milton worked, he was simply no match for it, and within months, his health was all but destroyed. By the time Milton recovered, he was all the more determined to succeed at candy making, so he moved to Denver and made candy in Denver. Failed. He moved to Chicago and made candy in Chicago. Failed again. The same in New Orleans. One place was left, the candy capital of the country, New York City. If Milton could only get his foot in that big, big door, he would prosper for life. Milton spent several exhausting years attempting to establish a candy business in New York, and yet his failure there was his most spectacular anywhere. When all hope was gone, he returned home, brokenhearted. Then how is it that the world remembers him? How is it that the history books list him among the great entrepreneurs of the late 19th century and among the foremost philanthropists of all time? Well, zip code 17033 represents the Pennsylvania town which sprang from the enterprise for which Milton is world-renowned. You see, all those years in Philadelphia and Denver and Chicago and New Orleans and New York, Milton had tried unsuccessfully to manufacture and sell caramels. To sell caramels. Finally, he switched from caramels to chocolate. And it's for his chocolate that the entire globe is grateful. To Milton Snavely, Hershey, of Hershey, Pennsylvania. And now you know the rest of the story.